This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There could soon be a second COVID vaccine for children as young as 12. Our Shelley Adler's got this.
Moderna says its COVID-19 shot strongly protects kids as young as 12 and could become a second option for that age group behind Pfizer. Moderna says it will submit its teen data to the FDA and other global regulators early next month. The company studied more than 3,700 12 to 17-year-olds. Initial findings show the vaccine triggered the same kind of immune protection in kids as it does in adults, along with the same kind of temporary side effects.
President Biden's top diplomat is in the Middle East, shoring up support for the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Here's our Sagar Magani.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken notes the truce did not address any of the conflict's underlying issues. At his first stop, a meeting with Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu, Blinken said preventing more violence means using the ceasefire to tackle things like Gaza's grave humanitarian situation.
The United States will work to rally international support around that effort while also making our own significant contributions.
And making sure the aid does not benefit Gaza's Hamas rulers. Netanyahu barely mentioned the Palestinians in his own remarks, while warning of a very powerful response if Hamas breaks the ceasefire. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A year ago today, a Minneapolis police officer pinned George Floyd to the ground with a knee to his neck. Today, the intersection where George Floyd died will be transformed, hosting an outdoor festival with food, children's activities, and a long list of musical performers. George Floyd's family will meet privately at the White House with President Biden. March home prices jumped by the most in more than 7 years, 13.3%. That's according to the Case-Shiller Index. This is AP News. Our Julie Walker's got the latest on that fighter jet that crashed in Nevada yesterday.
A pilot was killed after a plane operated by a military contractor crashed near Las Vegas Monday afternoon. Nellis Air Force Base officials say the aircraft crashed in a nearby residential area. Neighbors told the Las Vegas Review-Journal they heard the plane crash, and one came out of his home to see it in a neighbor's yard with black smoke billowing from the home. The aircraft was owned, operated, and piloted by Draken US, a company contracted to provide air support to the base. The NTSB tweeted the plane was a Mirage F-1 fighter jet and that it's investigating. I'm Julie Walker.
Peloton's going to build a factory in Ohio that'll mean 2,000 jobs. It'll make the Peloton Bike, Bike Plus, and Peloton Tread. Peloton will spend about $400 million. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.